እግዚአብሔር ልንጠራ ሰማይና ምድርን ያስገነው ከአይምሮ በላይ የሆነውን ድንቁን እየፈጠረው እግዚአብሔር ወይ ቃሌን ልንናገር እግዚአብሔር አንችልም። ጸጋ ንሕና ተሰረፈሳለን የአባቶች አምላክ እግዚአብሔር ሕያውና ዘላለማዊ ትናንት ሕያው ዛሬም ሕያው ያላረጀህ እግዚአብሔር ድንቅ አምላክ ዛሬም በዙፋን ያለ እግዚአብሔር እንዲህ ሁኔታ በፊት እንድንሆን ስላረጋ እንዲህ ሁኔታ በፊት እንድንሆን ስለረዳህን ተመስገናለሁ። ተመስገን እግዚአብሔር ሆይ፣ ከፍ ከፍ በል እግዚአብሔር ሆይ፣ ተመስገንልን ኢየሱስ፣ ከፍ ከፍ በልልን ኢየሱስ። ሀሌሉያ። ከፍ ካልከው በል ከፍ ተባረክል። ሀሌሉያ፣ 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 ሀሌሉያ። ኢየሱስ ጌታ ነው። ኢየሱስ ክርስቶስ እግዚአብሔር ልጅ እሱ ጌታ ነው። የምትገርም ተከታዩን የምትረከው ወገኖች ከታጣ ላይ ግሬቴሩ ታለሽ
ድንቅ ማርታ ነኝ። ምን የምትረከብሽ
ኦቴ ማርታ ይከተሽ ሸሪ ማርታ ተባረክሽ ጌታ ኢየሱስ አብዙ ተባረክሽ። ተራን ጊዜ ላንቺ ለመንፈስ ቅዱስ አሳልፌ እሰጣለሁ። ተባረክ።
I mean, I'm going to be a little bit of a problem. የፈጣሪያችን እግዚአብሔር ስሙ ይባረክ። መጽሐፈ ምሳሌ ምን ይላል? ምዕራፍ 3 ቁጥር 5-6 በፍጹም ልብ በእግዚአብሔር ታመን፣ በራስህም ማስተዋል አትደገፍ። በመንገድ ሁሉ እርሱን እወቅ፣ እርሱን ጎዳናህን ያቃናልሃል ይላል። ክብሩ ይስፋ። እሱ ላይ ዲፔንድ ስናደርግ፣ ሙሉ በሙሉ ተስፋ ስናደርግ ሁሉ ነገር እንደሚሆን ያደርገዋል። Hallelujah. Okay, everyone. We are going to start the English program now. I just read it in Amharic, the Word of God on Proverbs 3, chapter 3, verse 5 and 6. It says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Jesus, this is the word of God. With Jesus be all the glory. Everyone, how are you doing? This is Martha from California again. And worship the Lord Jesus Christ in English. All language belongs to Jesus. So let's go ahead and continue worshiping our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord Jesus, we praise you. We magnify and glorify your name. Let every split of a second be used to worship and magnify your holy name, Lord Jesus. We have no other reason to be on this line, Holy Father, just to lift your name, Holy Father. Because you love us, we love you so much, Lord Jesus Christ. Because your love is in our hearts, so Jesus, just receive it, Holy Father. Let it be a present sound to you, Holy Father. And all our efforts is to magnify and glorify your name, Holy Jesus. Hallelujah. We praise you, we magnify your name forever to come. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen, amen. It is so sweet to trust in Jesus. Just to take him at his word, just to rest upon his promise, and to know that there's the Lord. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I prove him over and over. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him.
Oh, how sweet to trust in Jesus, just to trust His cleansing blood, and in simple faith to plant me neath the healing cleansing blood. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust Him, how I prove Him more and more. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust Him more. Yes, it's sweet to trust in Jesus, just to sin and self to sin. Just so Jesus simply taking life and rest and joy and peace. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust Him, how I prove Him more and more. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust Him more. I'm so glad I learned to trust Him, precious Jesus, Savior, friend. And I know that He is with me, will be with me to the end. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust Him, how I prove Him over and over. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust in you. I'm so glad I learned to trust in precious Jesus, Savior, friend. And I know that He is with me, will be with me to the end. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust Him, how I prove Him over and over. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust Him more. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saves the wretched, like me. I was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that caused my heart to fear, and with my fears relieved. How precious is the grace of Jesus, the hour I first believed. My chains are gone, I've been set free. My good, my Savior has transformed me, and my comfort is my dream. I'm in love, I'm in grace. The Lord has promised good to me, His word, my hope, secure. He will my shield and portion be, as long as life endures. My chains are gone, I've been taken. My God, my Savior, has trusted me, and I've shall soon dissolve like snow. The sun forbids to shine on those clouds who call me here below. Will be forever mine. Will be forever mine. My chains are gone out into the sea. My God, my Savior, I'm trusting in you. And my God, He's my healing. I'm in the love. I'm in the grace. I'm in the love. In the morning when I die, in the morning when I die, give me Jesus. Give me Jesus, you can have all this world. Just give me Jesus. When I am alone, when I am alone, when I am alone, give me Jesus. Give me Jesus, you can have all this world, you can have all this world, give me Jesus. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a fortress of glory divine, heir of salvation, purchased with God, born of his saving, washed in his blood. This is my story, this is my song. Praising my Savior, oh, very Lord. This is my story, this is my song. Praising my Savior, oh, very Lord. Perfect mission, perfect love. Visions of rapture, no birth on my soul. Angels descending, bring from above. Echoes of mercy, whispers of love. This is my story, this is my song. Praising my Savior, Holy Lord. This is my story, this is my song. Praising my Savior, Holy Lord. Perfect submission, all is a threat. I am my Savior, I'm happy and blessed, watching and waiting, looking about, filled with his goodness, lost in his love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior. for me, bread of God. Bread up for me, the Spirit of the Lord. As I lift my hands in surrender to your name, Most High, I am yielding to your Spirit. I'm walking in your love. Jesus, I adore. Jesus, I adore. Jesus, I adore your holy name. Praise upon me, praise of God. Breathe upon me, Spirit of the Lord, as I lift my heart in surrender to your name. I'm yielding to your Spirit, I'm walking in your love. Jesus, I adore. Jesus, I adore. Jesus, I adore your holy name. Fill my cup, Lord, I lift it up, Lord. Please come and quench this thirsting of my soul. Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Yes, my cup, fill it up and make me whole. Fill my cup, Lord, I lift it up, Lord. Please come and quench this thirsting of my soul, the bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Here's my cup, fill it up and make me whole. Fill my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Please come and quench this thirsting of my soul. Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Yes, my cup, fill it up and make me whole. Hallelujah. We praise you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you for everything, Holy Father. You're mighty. We are doing it. We praise you. You are the only one who deserves our worship. We love you, Jesus. Thank you for loving us first, Holy Father. Thank you for all your blessings in our lives, Holy Father. Thank you for what you are doing in our world, Holy Father, in Ethiopia, in Eritrea, in America, in all over the world, Holy Father. Let your blessing pour like a river on us, Holy Father. Let your mercy be upon us, Holy Father. We need your mercy, your grace, your favor, Holy Father. We give you praise, we give you thanks, Holy Father, for all the servants in this line, Holy Father. For all the listeners and the servants of you, Holy Father. We praise you and reach. Magnify and glorify your holy name, Holy Father, and bless our friend Kirk now, Holy Father, when he teaches your word through him, Holy Father. Let us hear your word, Holy Father. Bless him, anoint him, and while he's teaching and serving in your people, Holy Father, while he's serving you, Holy Father. Bless him, bless his wife, bless his family, anoint him, Holy Father. Pour your blessings upon him. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. 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 Our friend Kirk, are you on the line?
I certainly am. Yes, yes, Martha.
How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. I was sitting and as you were singing, Fill My Cup, that's exactly what I was having done in my heart. I love to hear your voice sing from your heart. Your heart comes through with such a tender humility. That's so beautiful. I want my heart to have that tender humility that you have. Even while being a man can have a tender, humble heart. But I think he can have that tender, humble heart only as he humbles himself before God and his spirit gives us the ability to be as tender and humble as the most beautiful woman can. It's like I become whole. What was lacking in me in just being a man? As a man, I think I've said something about this before. When God made man, he took out of man woman, who was then flesh of his flesh and bone of his bone. But he separated the two. And the woman in her beautiful humility and humble heart and tenderness, man was then lacking some of that nature and saw that in the woman and longed to be one again. Well, even what we're missing, the only place we can really get that is by the Holy Spirit, so that I can be tender and humble and minister tenderly to the Lord's sheep, even to my wife, that I can lead her like David led the nursing lambs tenderly with compassion and love, and yet strong. David danced before the Lord. It said he was leaping. So much so that his wife, the daughter of Saul, this particular wife, saw him and despised him in her heart because he was leaping about like a young maiden might. David, the mighty man of war, was tender and compassionate. I want to be both, but only by the Holy Spirit am I able to do both. Am I able to realize the fullness of my manhood and the tenderness that comes the way only the Holy Spirit can make me? So you brought that to mind as you were singing, and I heard your heart, Martha. Thank you. And I pray God's blessings on you, Martha. And you've told a little bit about your story before. I'd like to hear more of about your life, what God has done in you. Are you there? Can you speak more of what God the Lord has done in your life? Martha, are you there?
I'm here. I'm here.
That took you by surprise.
Fine. Did you say anything? I'm sorry, I didn't hear. I was unmuting in the middle. Did you ask me anything?
Oh, yes. I was. You've shared from your life a couple weeks ago, and I was wondering if there was anything else you had on your heart, experiences in life that you would like to share, how the Lord has brought you into being trusting Him, where you can just be at peace and trust Him no matter what happens. You shared something about that before, and I was wondering if there was anything you can add to that.
Yeah, it's just in many ways, God was with me. With me, He will be with me forever. I was sick, and we went through some tribulations, but in the midst of it, Jesus was with me. You know, there is something which you cannot explain, which is called peace, joy, happiness. It's so hard to explain, to say, to put it in words, but you go through troubles, but there is peace, unspeakable peace in me. It's just hard to explain it to people why you are in pain. How can you say, how can you smile? How can you go through this? But how can you see smile on you? Is it true? Is it true, really? You're always smiling. How can it be? But it is true. It's just I cannot explain it. There is peace in my heart. So always Jesus is with me, and He's faithful in everything. And he healed me completely. I'm so grateful for that. He's faithful, and I'm so grateful. And in general, that's what it is. It's just the peace, the joy, happiness, every single day. It shows in my home, everywhere I go. So that's the short answer, I think.
You must, as He's been with you through those trials and pain and heartaches that you've had, and He comes in and meets you there, I imagine that it's not just at those times, but that when things are going okay, that you must cultivate a heart that, like setting up your parlor or living room or garden in your house and making it inviting for someone to come in and sit down so that they feel at peace in your home. You must cultivate your heart in the same way, making it a place where it's peaceful and it's enjoyable for the God of your heart to come in and sit and spend time with you and talk with you and quieten your heart so that you can actually hear Him speaking to you.
That is absolutely what happened, you know, in the last 2-3 years when I was out of work. That's what happened, you know. I just developed more relationship with Jesus Christ. We have, in the place where I'm living at, not a lot of Ethiopians are around me, but a few. But I was able to, you know, we were able to start the Bible study, to meet together, fellowship in Christ, to have fellowship in Christ. And the other thing, I got involved more and more in the church, being
Of course, there is no Ethiopian church around me. So I go to the American church. So I get involved in the choir. In the choir, I serve. In the choir, I serve as an usher, as I serve in the communion service. I'm not saying this, just I do this, do that, but it's a pleasure. It's a pleasure. God turned it into good. You know, this moment, I used to work in Sunday. That stopped. Everything stopped. But while I'm in tribulation, I was able to be more closer to Jesus. So I see what you're saying.
Yeah. Yeah, I think back on some of my best times with the Lord were out of, one time I was sick. I don't know if it was a stomach flu. I think I had actually gotten sick from eating something at McDonald's. And I had something that was bad. That was, you know, maybe 30 years ago. But the Lord just met me. I had turned my heart to the Lord and was looking to Him, and He filled my heart, and that was one of my most treasured times in the Lord, because the glory, the love, it overshadowed my sickness. My sickness couldn't, the hardness of my sickness didn't compare with the beauty of the Lord being present with me. That was a one time that I treasure. And another time I was working, it was like 20 below zero outside, actual temperature, and I was working in a little garage underneath a car working on it, and it was under there all day long, and all I had to heat the garage was a propane grill. There was enough air coming in under the garage door and through the cracks and everything that it was okay to breathe, but I was on the ground, so I was getting plenty of oxygen, but I was depending on the Lord whatever I had to do, whatever was any difficulty that came my way, I was just trusting in the Lord to help me to do it. I wasn't, normally I would probably curse and swear and get angry when things didn't work right, and they made the car this way, and why would they do that, and it was stupid, and that. But this time, I was trusting in the Lord the whole time, and it was, probably at least 12 hours underneath that car, in that freezing cold, was one of my most treasured times in my life. The beauty that I had through that difficulty, nothing compares with it.
Yeah, he's you know, in many ways, when tribulation comes in our life, there is something. God, I feel like He is looking for our attention to draw us more closer to Him so we can worship Him, because you know, He misses us. We don't know, we as a human being, we do not understand. God, Jesus Christ, misses us. We feel like we are the only one who miss Him or something. No, He loves us so much. He wants a close relationship with us. Day in and day out, He wants us to worship Him. but we miss that. But we go to God sometimes when we need something, you know, to ask Him, Lord Jesus, I want to be healed. I want to have this and that. But that's fine. That's fine. That's true. I do that too. But He wants an intimate relationship with us. He wants us to worship Him. And we really usually give Him time when we get sick or when we do not have job to do things like that. So, in other words, He changed the bad moment to good. We will be more closer to Him. So,
yeah,
He loves us. So that's what I see, I realize in my life. Wants to develop more relationship with them.
Yeah, and I actually see those times, like when after Jesus was baptized, he humbled himself before John the Baptist, and he baptized him with water, and then the Holy Spirit came on him and remained, and then the Holy Spirit led him out into the wilderness to be tempted, tested by the devil. The Holy Spirit did that. And it was purposeful. It wasn't a plan the devil came up with. God had that planned before He even created the universe. Before the devil was even created. It's interesting how awesome God is. It says that the destroyer was made for the purpose of destroying. That was the purpose He was made. But then it says that once He's finished destroying, that He will be destroyed. And the picture in there is actually of Nebuchadnezzar, who was the king of Babylon and destroyed nations. He took nations and brought them to his Babylon. The children of Israel and carried them off to Babylon and left just a few people behind. Just the poorest of the poor left behind. And that's the destroyer that that Isaiah was talking about. This destroyer God fashioned for a purpose. And He was reforming Israel into a people who would worship Him. But the reason He did that was for Israel's good. And then once Nebuchadnezzar was finished destroying, he was destroyed. And Nebuchadnezzar is a picture of the devil. And how God uses the destroyer in our lives to destroy our stinking flesh. Otherwise, if that wasn't there, we would go to heaven and stand before God and we'd still have all this stinking flesh that would just be burned up and we would suffer loss. But God gives us these things in order to destroy our flesh so that our soul will be saved in the day that the Lord brings us home to Him. And so that's why I've learned to smile when troubles come my way. I'm still learning. I don't always do it right away. I sometimes react wrongly, but I'm learning to smile because I see the loving hand of God with my best at heart. And he's coming holding the scalpel that wants to cut out the cancer of sin in my life. And so I give myself over to him and let him do it. And that's like a peaceful way for me to accept what the Lord's doing. And sometimes when something bad is happening, the Lord will anoint me to speak to change the situation. Sometimes it's for my discipline. Sometimes it's for my testing to make me stronger. Sometimes it's to give me an opportunity to speak truth to a situation and to change the situation. But I always have to be led by the Holy Spirit in each situation because each one is different. I can't just assume I'm always supposed to speak this over this situation or that over that situation because I'm always against the devil. Well, certainly, we are against the devil, but we need to be led by the Holy Spirit so we don't come against what God might be doing in a person's life. Because he brings difficulties in our lives for a reason. It's sometimes hard to see that. Even when I believe that, it's hard to see it in the moment. But as I'm able to do so, it makes it a lot easier to swallow the pill and respond with love in the situation instead of anger. I've also, I talked the other day about God and this whole idea about God trying to purge sin out of us. We are to overcome sin. He just doesn't just take things away from us. In our Christian infancy, he may do that. He might take things away from us. And later on in our Christianity, he might allow those things to come back to us for us that we might be tempted with the very thing that we thought we had overcome earlier. But it was really because God was holding it at bay from us because we weren't able to handle it yet. We weren't strong enough warrior. So lately, I've been being tested with things that I had overcome. But now I'm being tested again. And to learn to use Scripture with perseverance and endurance and take the stones of Scripture and throw them at the accuser, to beat him every time and not allow him to get his foot in the door. But when I see him opening the door and putting thoughts in my head, I have to be diligent and beat him with Scripture every time. And if I am faithful to do that, I will win over him. I will overcome the very sin that he's trying to tempt me with. And you see, it's overcomers. That's what the people who go to heaven are called overcomers. We are to overcome sin in our lives. Whatever that sin is, we are to overcome it with all of our heart. And Scripture and the Holy Spirit together are the combination with our determination to become like Christ in all ways. In every way, to become like Christ. That must be my goal. How about you? How have you overcome temptation, Martha?
By trusting Jesus, definitely, because I think we all will experience tests at one moment, at least at one moment in our life. That is the test of how much we trust Jesus. Do we really trust Jesus? Just like Abraham, if we see Abraham was tested to sacrifice his own son. He trusted God, though. The same thing with Joseph. He was sold and put in prison for the sin he didn't commit, but he trusted God. And Job also, his wife told him, deny God and die. What do you have to lose after all this suffering, you know? But all of them came out of it by just trusting the Lord Jesus Christ. We'll all go through tribulation, tests, things like that. We have to rely on Jesus. Amazingly, the first person, when I started this, you know, before I sing, I was saying this word, Proverbs 3:5, number 5 and 6, trusting the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. That's what I had done, and I am committed to do in my future. I trust him. I think I talked to you last time also. He is more real than the person in front of me. I am saying it from the bottom of my heart. He is real. Even though the condition looks like, the situation looks like unbearable, but he is faithful. He is faithful. So, and I say it in my life. I always overcome from what I went through. So he is faithful. I think the question you asked me, by just trusting him more and more. The more I trust him, the more I lean on him, the more I rely on him, the more I feel safe. That's how I live my life every single day, by just trusting him, no matter what the situation looks like. And it's easier to deal everything with Jesus. By myself, I cannot even think about it. I cannot comprehend. How can I be able to solve anything with my being? It's impossible, but with Jesus, it's just, I can sleep peacefully, label all my burden to him and sleep peacefully. He will take care of me, so I do not worry for anything. I trust him, our friend Kirk. Honestly, I trust the Lord Jesus Christ, and I overcome through whatever I go through.
Well, that's a wonderful testimony. I can feel the truth of it as you speak. I hear the peaceful, deliberate trusting in the Lord as you speak. You know, some people will say things and you don't really feel it, but as you speak, I know it's true in your life. But there must be times when a new situation arises that comes up and it takes you off guard, and you don't find yourself responding like you would have liked to.
You mean responding immediately, you mean?
Yeah, well, you know how something new will happen, and there are times when I find myself reacting and out of my old nature, and I don't always catch it right away.
Definitely do that all the time. I can see that on my t-shirt. I always do that, you know, that's part of being human. The act that that is being human. God knows that our nature, we can be asked for the situation, but when it comes to trusting the Lord, physically, financially, spiritually, I trust Him. I do trust Him so much. But if you ask me, if you react for the situation on every day, you know, that I do that. If my children make me, because I will respond. I will respond, maybe not in a godly way, but that doesn't mean I will not go back to the Lord and say, oh, I have to think first, you know, is this really godly? Am I leading them to the Lord, or am I doing something wrong? Am I doing, so I have to think. So I will pray if something goes bad, but thankfully I am grateful for what I see to my children also. Yeah, on every single day there might be disagreement, you know. You cannot agree with everyone. But if God is in the midst of it, everything is fine. Everything, as long as they know Jesus, they believe in Jesus, they follow Jesus, I feel like I am a winner. If my children are the follower of Jesus Christ, I feel like I win. I did my obligation. So they do believe in Jesus Christ, and I'm happy. I'm happy with the outcome. Sometimes it might be struggled when they're young, when they were very young. Jesus. You try to lead them to Jesus, but they might not accept it. You try to fight, but at the end, they see what He does, what He has done in my life. So they start to lean on Jesus, just the way I lean on Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I'm hoping for some children to return to the Lord and of my children, but I don't know if I said it last week, but I've had retirement come to me. I tried to retire years ago from my business, and it didn't work out, and I had to go back into it, but now this time the Lord has brought me to retirement, and I was thinking, oh, this is going to be great, you know, but I still need income. I don't have enough from just Social Security, and so I have a little bit of anxiety in me about it, that I'm having to turn over to the Lord, and it can come up from deep within me where I don't even know where it's coming from. Sometimes things will come up in me that I don't really can't put my finger on where it's coming from and how to deal with it. And it's a learning process that I think we go through throughout our years. You know, there's always something new that happens that when it first happens, might be a little worried, a little afraid. And it takes a bit to learn how to bring that into a place where we're at peace and trusting in the Lord. I don't know if I'm quite where you're at yet, where you seem to be doing it more consistently than I. But that's where I have my goal set, is to consistently meet each situation with faith, with a peaceful heart, knowing that God's on the throne, He knows what He's doing, and He's got me in His hands, and it's going to be all right. All I need to do is live for Him every day. That's all I need to concern myself with, and that's what Jesus taught. He said, "Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you." He says, don't worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will take care of itself. Do not seek after the world, for the Lord knows what you need. But that I need to be seeking to live His righteousness, the Holy Spirit in me. I need to be living out the nudgings and the promptings and the desires of the Holy Spirit out in this world. That needs to be my first priority. And if I set my heart to doing God's will each moment of the day, then God promises to take care of all the other needs that I have. But if I don't set my heart on doing righteousness, He still takes care of us, but things may not go as well because we haven't aligned ourselves with God. And sometimes people are afraid to align themselves with God because things haven't worked out right. And so they don't trust God. And we have to take the good things that God has done in our life and remember those and act on them. So when, the lepers, how many were there? 10 lepers? And He healed them all. And as they were going off, they were healed, and only one turned back to thank Him. So God does a good thing for us, and we think we can just go on with our life, do whatever we feel like doing, and then we expect God to do everything else good for us. When that's an introduction to God, that we're supposed to turn and thank Him, and live for Him, doing His purposes, doing His will, living righteously by the Holy Spirit according to the Word of God. And then He promises to take care of all of our needs. So, anyway, what time is it? 2:28. Maybe we should have a little couple minutes of prayer here at the end. Or is there a scripture or anything you want to close us off with that comes to your mind?
This
the first I was in my mind. This is the verse which came in my mind, the one which I just read this morning. So we trusting the Lord matters in every situation. That is what came in my mind. And I can go ahead and pray. It was a pleasure talking to you, Kirk. And teach me that way. There is a verse, the Psalm 27, number 11, says, teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path because of my enemies' ways. This one, I don't know why it came, but I can go ahead and pray, and then you can close it with the prayers too.
Sure, sounds good.
Holy Father, thank you for this precious moment you give us, Holy Father. You are our topic, Holy Father. We love you, Lord Jesus Christ. We glorify you, Lord Jesus Christ. And your word declares to know you is the most important thing in our life, Holy Father, and to serve you, Holy Father, and to trust you, Holy Father. To trust you, Holy Father, I love you, Jesus Christ. Your words, Holy Father, let it pour in our heart, Holy Father. To know you is the beginning of the wisdom, Holy Father. To know you, to have intimacy relationship with you, Holy Father. You are mighty, Holy Father. We love you, Jesus. Thank you for everything you have done in our life, Holy Jesus. Holy Spirit, dwell in us. Anoint us, Holy Father. Let us grow in you, Holy Father. We all go through tribulations and tests, Holy Father, but without you we cannot handle it. That's for sure, Holy Father. You are mighty, Lord. You are faithful, Lord Jesus Christ. Teach us to rely on you every single day, Holy Father. We cannot win by our own strength, Holy Father. You're faithful. But with you, we are winners. We are winners, Holy Father. Thank you for holding us in the palm of your hands, Holy Father. Thank you for our brother, Carlson, Holy Father. And thank you for all the people who are listening right now, Holy Father. Bless them, anoint them, Holy Father. Protect them from evil, Holy Father. Let your will be done in our life. In Jesus' name I pray. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. The name of Abba, all names in Jesus Christ's name. Amen and amen. And amen.
Yes, Lord, and I pray. And I speak a blessing. I speak the blessing of the presence of the Lord over all who are listening. That the Lord is holding us in the palm of his hand and is beckoning each one of us. He's beckoning you and you and you to himself right now to come up and trust him that he is a tender and a good and a loving and a holy Father. And he just wants you to know his love and his tenderness for you, and that you can come to him, that we can come to him often. We don't ever have to leave. We can spend our whole day with God, holding God's hand. And that's what he wants. It's not us trying to get him to love us. He loves us. He wants to be with us. He beckons us to draw near to him. Just like a mother or a father, a good one, enjoys being with their children. Some of us didn't have father and mothers like that. But he is one who will be in that place where we were lacking. He will invite us into new places we didn't know could be possible for us. I pray and speak this blessing on you, the one who doesn't feel like they're really loved. I speak the presence of the Lord on you right now. Just say, yes, I want you, Lord. Come and fill my heart. Let me feel your love. Let me believe it and feel it. I speak this blessing on you right now in the name of Jesus, that you can feel and experience the love of God even in a deeper way than you have before. I speak this for myself and for all of us, for Martha, all of us. We all want to be growing in a deeper way with the Lord. Until he calls us home, we want to be growing in our depth and breadth of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen, amen. The last Bible verse I would like to say is Psalm 119, number 105. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Okay, have a nice day,
Yeah, that was good. Thank you, Martha. You have a good day, too. Bless you.
God bless.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.